Clermar Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. Today I'm welcoming Chef Vusin Glovo of Edge Africa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Vusi, let's start by saying, what is Edge Africa?
So Edge Africa was a dream between myself and Ashley Blanchard. We wanted to celebrate the African continent a bit more because I was trained in fine dining and all of that, but there was never a representation of like African ingredients or concepts on plates. So that's why we created Edge, and then and we like to cook our fire.
So for the consumer, how did they find Edge Africa? Is it the restaurant? Is it the concept? Yes. So tell us about the restaurant.
Well, we've got this beautiful partnership with the guys from View Restaurant in Short Market, just above, on the rooftop of the Heritage Hotel.
Yes.
Or the Heritage Building there. So somewhere there. Yeah, it's a beautiful intimate space, a rooftop restaurant, 40-seater. So open from Tuesday till Saturday.
And on the menu, what is luring us there?
So we've been, I like to call them fights, but we've got this beautiful pork dish that we've been trying to remove off the menu, but we keep ordering more and more. So it's pork neck that's been cooked slowly over the fire. It's got a beautiful smoked pumpkin puree and some tamarind, some macerated pears. It's like a nice, it's goes with some pork cheek also, just for fun, because we like to explore underrated ingredients.
Mm.
So we like to play with it a bit more because I feel that gives us more punch.
And Vusi, cooking with fire, is that something you love doing?
Yes, as of 2016. I mean, nothing against the sous vide machine and whatnot, but everyone expects fire to be so harsh and smoke and whatnot, but fire is actually quite delicate. We're not opposed to doing even desserts on the fire. But it doesn't taste like an ashtray, but just it tastes nice.
It adds another dimension.
It's an ingredient also, I like to think.
Mm. It's a great way of looking at it. And we South Africans do love to cook with fire.
Now, everyone's a brand master.
Of course, yes. And October is the month when all the best of the spring ingredients pop up. What are you busy cooking with now?
So we're trying to grow more seafood just to make the menu a bit lighter. And also in terms of the sauces, like there's some beautiful wild garlic that's been grown in our bay. So we're trying to play with that a bit more. It's a bit, in my mind, it's a bit more garlicky. So if you like garlic, you'll love it. But if you don't, it's a problem.
Well, it grows like a weed in my garden. So I find it pops into everything. And it actually, once it's been cooked, it's a little bit more subtle. But if you actually bite on it, you go, oh my word, no.
Yeah, it like sends you like in a different direction. So I'm trying to do a lot of work with like the greens. And also if you walk them over the, in a basket over the fire, like on a dying fire.
Oh.
It's actually like, yes, this nice complex, like you know, it's a different thing altogether. So yeah, we're trying to play with those ingredients a bit more, just go a bit more fresher. Because I kind of know that all the chefs in Cape Town, we use the same suppliers. So we need to find a way to stand out a bit.
True, yes. But you all do different things with it. That's
100%. Like the same tomato might go to 17 restaurants, but it won't be the same iteration across the board.
No, you're right. That's why we love eating out in Cape Town. So, Vusi, let me finish with saying, what's your top tip for a home cook?
You know what? I don't want to lie to home cooks because I'm not a home cook. I don't even cook at home.
Don't you?
No. That's why I chose the right lady for me. She was like, she loves to. I was like, great. But a top tip, I would say, you know, brining. Like, we brine a lot in the restaurant. Because of the fire draws out so much moisture. So you need to kind of, so we brine everything from broccolis to duck crowns, everything. So I think playing with learning how to brine kind of like changes your Sunday roast.
Well,
so it's very simple. So just like water, it's a ratio, but it's like water, salt, a bit of sugar and some spices and herbs. It's very easy.
Well, that's always good to know. So, and it's lovely to try something new. So thank you for inspiring us.
No, thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure.
That was Chef Vusin Glovo of Edge Africa. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
FMR.